A lesson learned of sorts today for conservative pundit Armstrong Williams, as he acknowledged he has been paid over the past year to promote the Bush administration's signature education initiative. Williams says he did nothing wrong but won't do it again because of the outcry in the media world. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Armstrong Williams lost his column today. It had been published by dozens of American newspapers. His shows are carried across the country by religious cable channels and radio stations. And he's a commentator who appears periodically on cable news shows and radio, including NPR. In October, Williams spoke on CNN's American Morning, offering typical support for President Bush and many of his favored policies.
President Bush has all along, through his appointments, through No Child Left Behind,
this morning, USA Today broke the news that Williams has been paid $240,000 for work done since December 2003 to promote Education Secretary Rod Paige and the No Child Left Behind Act. In an interview, Williams defended his arrangement, saying he did nothing wrong.
It's something I believe in. It's something I've advocated for such a long time.
The U.S. Education Department paid Ketchum Communications $1 million to promote its education agenda. The firm, in turn, paid Williams to reach African Americans. He says his public relations company taped ads with Secretary Paige to place inside his shows. And he encouraged some other talk show hosts, such as Steve Harvey, to discuss No Child Left Behind on the air. But Williams did not reveal the payment during the October appearance on CNN, nor did he acknowledge it in newspaper columns that focused on education issues. Williams said the payments from Ketchum do not compromise his ability to speak about the Bush administration, but he says he won't do it again.
All I have is my integrity. And if people can't trust that, I don't have anything. And I feel, as a commentator, even though I'm not a journalist, I should be held to the same standard.
Suddenly, a lot of his media arrangements are in question. Tribune Media Services, which syndicates his weekly column, dropped Williams today. Tribune says he failed to point out a possible conflict of interest. Reese Schoenfeld, the founding president of CNN, says Williams should not have been allowed to serve as a commentator.
A whore is a whore. And when you're paid to put out an opinion without announcing to the world that you've been paid out to do it, that's not only whoring, but it's pretending to virtue while you're doing it.
Williams's conservative views should come as no surprise. He served in the Reagan administration, and just last month, he was named to a White House commission by President Bush. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of the radio magazine Talkers, says Williams doesn't fit neatly into the category of journalist. But Harrison says Williams's deal doesn't stand up to scrutiny.
Ethically, it looks lousy. It does not look good for him. It doesn't look good for the government.
It is against the law to use federal money for publicity or propaganda within the U.S. unless it has been expressly authorized by Congress. The investigative arm of Congress has found that the Bush administration has at least twice engaged in, quote, covert propaganda to promote political aims. The most recent finding involved the creation of video releases crafted to look just like actual news reports. Many stations ran them as though they were independently reported stories. The latest ruling was released just this week. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.